This week, we are encouraging everyone to think beyond the table. As previously mentioned, March is National Nutrition Month, and here's your food for thought this week from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. We want you to understand the importance of eating a variety of foods from all five food groups. We want to encourage you to set up a meeting with a registered dietitian nutritionist. Many of your health insurance companies will cover that cost free of charge because they see it as a preventive measure. And a registered dietitian nutritionist can give you specific information one-on-one to help you understand how you can eat better and live better for whatever chronic illnesses you may be suffering from or at risk for. And throughout this month, we also want you to think about how you can have a healthy eating routine. Now, that might be a new phrase to you, but it simply describes a way of eating that includes nutritious foods and drinks on a regular basis. This approach to eating is different than many fad diets, which promote unnecessary restrictions or require people to eat in a certain way. Healthy eating routines can vary since we all have different food preferences, different budgets, different cooking skills, or even different traditions. But according to the 2020-2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, a healthy eating routine is important at every stage of life and can have positive effects that add up over time. The great news is that you're never too old or too young to adopt a healthy eating routine. Now, it can be challenging at times to pick foods that are healthier, especially with the cost of so many goods increasing over the last few years. But we want you to stay nourished on any budget. But that might require a little bit more planning in advance in order to stretch your food dollars. The Cooperative Extension Service can provide information to you on food budgeting. It could be that you need to learn some new cooking skills or food preparation skills, or even just learn how to plan your meals. We recommend that you keep a versatile pantry using what you have, making sure that you are substituting lower cost ingredients if need be, using lesser amounts in some case, or increasing the nutrition of many dishes. For example, beans can be used in place of some or all of the meat that a chili recipe calls for, and less salt can be used in many dishes. Fruits and vegetables can be incorporated into meals, making them more nutritious. And all forms count too, whether it's fresh, frozen, canned, or even dried. A good place to start is with planning your meals and snacks, but you need to do that before you go to the store. Check what foods you have and then create a grocery list. Shop sales when purchasing the foods you need. Learn about a variety of community resources, such as SNAP benefits or even local food banks. And throughout it all, we want you to make sure that you are practicing home food safety. That includes washing your hands, cleaning surfaces, keeping your raw and cooked food separate, cooking things to an appropriate temperature, and be sure to refrigerate foods within a timely manner, as well as thawing your foods properly. If you need more specific information on home food safety, we can also give you information so that you aren't wasting food, such as always throwing away food because you think it went bad. Sometimes there is a difference between food quality and food safety, so you very well might be throwing away food that's perfectly safe for you. We can provide you information about that. So, what do you need to eat? The five food groups. Again, we understand that we choose foods and beverages based on factors such as their taste, their cost, their convenience. There are advantages to focusing on nutrient-dense forms of food. So we want you to eat a variety of foods from all five food groups. So eat a rainbow: fruits, vegetables, grains, protein foods, and even dairy. And you can include your favorite cultural foods and traditions. Again, eating food in all different forms, whether it's fresh, frozen, or canned. Experimenting with recipes, using different ingredients, trying new foods, or even global cuisines. And don't forget to eat with the environment in mind. Reducing food waste will not only help our environment, but will also help your checkbook. so that you aren't throwing away money. It could be you need to learn where your food comes from. Visit a local farm or farmer's market. Talk with the people who are growing or harvesting your foods. Or attend one of our horticultural workshops that we're doing at both the Person County Library and the Berea Branch Library in Granville Counties over the next couple of months. If you have any questions, just reach out to your local cooperative extension service in both Person and Granville Counties. This has been your food for thought for the week. Thanks for tuning in.